This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission safely returned to Earth after their 18-day historic mission aboard the International Space Station. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego in California yesterday.
And we have splashdown of the AX4 crew back on planet Earth.
Welcome home.
Dragon SpaceX, rigging is complete. Stand by for capsule lift.
Dragon copies.
Dragon SpaceX, capsule lift in progress, brace.
Good verbal confirmations there and visual confirmations that we're getting a successful lift.
Dragon copy.
AIR correspondent reported that Group Captain Shukla and his fellow Axiom 4 crew members will now undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program to help them readjust to Earth's gravity. Axiom 4 mission Space Odyssey began on the 25th of last month when the Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from Florida, carrying the Dragon capsule towards the International Space Station. This mission, dubbed as Akash Ganga, was a collaborative effort between Axiom Space, U.S. Space Agency NASA, and Indian Space Research Organization. Group Captain Shukla became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, ISS, and only the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined the nation in welcoming Group Captain Shukla as he returned to Earth from the historic mission to space. In her message, the president said, Group Captain Shukla's role in piloting of Axiom Mission 4 to the International Space Station has created a new milestone for India's space exploration as well as for international collaboration in science and technology. Prime Minister Modi in his message said, as India's first astronaut to have visited the International Space Station, Group Captain Shukla has inspired a billion dreams through his dedication, courage, and pioneering spirit. He said it marks another milestone towards the country's human spaceflight mission, Gaganyaan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has called upon Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, to remain true to its founding objectives and take an uncompromising stand on the issues of terrorism, separatism, and extremism. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin in China yesterday. Referring to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the minister said it was deliberately conducted to undermine the tourism economy of Jammu and Kashmir with the intention of sowing religious divide. He said the UN Security Council condemned the incident and stressed the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable and bring them to justice. On the sidelines of the meeting, the External Affairs Minister held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Russia and Iran. New Delhi has called on Dhaka to reconsider its decision to demolish the ancestral property of noted filmmaker Satyajit Ray. India also offered help to preserve the iconic building as it symbolizes Bangla cultural renaissance. Describing the move to demolish the landmark building in Mimamsingh as a matter of profound regret, India urged Bangladesh to convert it into a museum symbolizing the shared culture of the two countries. It also pledged to extend cooperation for it. The iconic landmark building belonged to Satyajit Ray's grandfather and renowned literator Upendra Kishore Ray Chaudhary. The reaction of Ministry of External Affairs came following reports that the building is set to be demolished by Bangladesh authorities. Prime Minister Modi has highlighted that the Skill India initiative has benefited countless people, empowering them with new skills and building opportunities. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jayant Chaudhary, Mr. Modi stated that as the mission marks 10 years, the government commits to building a skilled and self-reliant youth force through the mission. And IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, coastal Karnataka, East MP, East Rajasthan, East UP, Jammu and Kashmir and others in Jharkhand today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.